Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When the books came in and we gave them out to our family, we were all celebrating, having fun with it. My daughter, she didn't really want anything to do with it, man. She looked at it. She's 12, by the way. She's like, yeah, that's neat, Dad. But, you know, there's not one for daughters. I mean, what about daughters?
Get to it in your spare time. I'm just saying. All right. So let's talk about these three blessings you identify with going against the flow. Dan, we'll start with you. But God will be glorified, greatness is produced, and God is pleased. Pick one or two of those and speak to them if you would.
I think the whole idea that God is glorified, I'll pick that, and Jimmy can pick up the other two. But I think that when we think about glorifying God, at best we give God secondhand glory. We you know, God does something great. We take it, we run with it for a little bit, and we know we ultimately got to, you know, give it back to God. But we want to absorb it, and we give God usually not firsthand glory, but secondhand glory after we've already taken the glory that is due to God, and we claim it ourselves. And it's in our vocabulary. It's the way we teach our kids. And I think one of the greatest lessons we can help our young people, help our sons understand is our entire life should be about glorifying God. You know, are you a sponge or a mirror? That when the glory comes, do we soak it up and say, this is more glory for me and it makes me look better? Or at the end of the day, is it a mirror that we hold it up, that literally when God sees a work being done, it's reflected back to God himself? And, you know, we have an opportunity, Susie, to teach our kids, to teach our sons. Do you want to be a sponge or do you want to be a mirror? Do you want to absorb the glory or do you want to reflect the glory? And we do that in the relationship of modeling that in our relationship with our son. Our sons, believe it, whether we say anything, they are watching. They see everything we do. They see every little gap, every little nuance, every little thing we're hypocritical on, the words we say. And so they're noticing the things. Hey, are we a man of God that glorifies God in all that we do? Or do we actually seek glory? Are we a glory hound? Do we pursue glory so that we can advance ourselves, or can we advance the kingdom of God?
So well put. You know what I love when I have both of you on? You've been friends for absolutely ever, but you're both inspired by the other. When one says something, the other one's, that's good. You know, I mean, you think you already know what you're both going to say, but you both are mutually, you still sharpen each other.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.